with JK being ruled in and available, what do you expect from him? Minutes, limits, like how do you kind of approach his first game?
Well, I think, you know, he hasn't played basketball in a while. Yeah. So there's going to be, you know, some adjustment there, like any player that comes back from an injury. So we're watching that to see everything from his fatigue. That, you know, he's obviously clear to play and healthy, and you know, I think everybody's looking forward to him having an opportunity to do that. As far as expectations for him, you know, I think keeping it really simple is important. You know, let's get out and run in transition. Let's defend. You know, impact the game. Get to the glass. You know, just be instinctive and don't overthink. You know what you're doing out there. You're going to make mistakes. This is a game of mistakes. And I don't want to put anything more on him than just go out and compete. And have an opportunity to do that. And, you know, keep working.
Quinn, you obviously coached against him, and now you've got him. So in Kamenga, what kind of a player do you think, where he is right now?
Well, I think anytime you change environments, there's, you know, an acclimation process. And we've got a lot of guys going through that right now. You know, there are certain things that we've seen him do that I think will be consistent no matter where he's playing, and his ability to get to the rim, to drive the ball, to get to the foul line, doing that. I wanted him to take open shots, you know, and as I said, a lot of the things that we want our guys to do collectively, you know, I think he's ready to dive into that. But some of the physical tools that he has are unique in that sense. Just he's explosive, and, you know, I think talked a lot about that being impactful on the defensive end as well.
Quinn, you close out that Brooklyn game on a 24-2 run. What did you see at the end of the game that it's really liked, and what was the message for your team going into this game?
Yeah, I mean, I just think the defending, you know, with more aggression, yeah, I think that's important for us to be not just solid on the ball. I think being solid on the ball and guarding the ball is not being backing up and being passive. And that requires, you know, the other guys in the court to be shifted and shrink the floor more. I think we get a better job of that. That is our rim protection in many respects. And, you know, you mentioned tonight there's a lot of guys in our team that are really good at creating off the dribble. So that'll be tested as well. You know, you're going to have some inconsistency with, you know, this period that we're going through. You know, the focal points, you know, everybody rebounding, you know, I think that's a huge one. As I mentioned, you know, being shifted and ready to help in help positions, and then, you know, being solid on the ball. You know, if we can just build that part of the defense, you know, things like rotations and things that take more time to drill, you know, become less frequent and less important, you know, if you're not getting beat. So that to me, you know, was impactful, and then that fueled some stuff we were doing offensively, and I thought we executed late as well, which was good to see. So more than anything, it's a question of let's try to get consistency on the things that we're capable of doing right now. And then let's continue to work on some of the things that are more nuanced, where we're trying to get everybody on the same page.
Quinn, what will it be like to see Trae Young tonight? He's not playing, but you'll see him nonetheless.
Yeah, well, you know, as I said, you know, when, you know, Trae was traded, and, you know, since that time, you know, echoed the same thing. And I think, you know, myself and speaking on everyone's behalf, you know, we're just very appreciative of what Trae has done for our team and franchise, you know, over a number of years. Grateful to him and his family for that. And also just wish him well, you know, and success and this next, you know, phase of chapter of his career. Okay.